Hello, friends. Thank you for being here with us on Our Noble Lineage. Today, we continue our program with Mormons for Animals, an organization made up of members and friends of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, who embrace peace and expanded compassion for all life through veganism. The organization sees itself as part of an awakening of humanity that is occurring as people everywhere return to their divine origin and the Garden of Eden nourishment for which we were originally designed. Mormons for Animals turn to the treasure trove of scripture from Latter-day Saints that is available to them in the Holy Writings. We go now to Dr. Chris Foster, philosophy professor at Utah Valley University and the founder of Mormons for Animals. Dr. Foster shares with us about his journey of faith and how it relates to his personal commitment to serve as an advocate for animals.
When I went to that Mormon church that day, I really felt the Spirit of God in the room, and it very much impacted me. And so I began to take the discussions, talk to the missionaries. I asked them, well, I'm really interested in the gospel, but I'm a vegetarian, a vegan, and I'm an animal activist. Is that okay? Is that okay with you guys? And they said, of course. Oh, yes, there's tons of stuff. In fact, you should read what Spencer W. Kimball said at conference about kindness to animals. Totally, we agree. Uh-huh. And I'm thinking, oh, cool, of course, it makes sense, because if the religion's true and if, you know, vegetarianism is true, then it follows that they should agree, right? As I began to investigate more and join the church, I found out that they were totally correct about the gospel, that the Mormon faith has more scriptures that are pro-animal and pro-kindness to animal than any other Christian denomination that I'm aware of.
Wow.
And so that's partly my impetus for starting Mormons for Animals, wow, to show Latter-day Saints their own doctrine, mm-hmm, and put it in the context of contrasting it with what goes on in factory farms, to realize that if a prophet said that I do not, this is from Joseph F. Smith, that I do not believe a man should kill any animal for food. Uh-huh. Or that the first prophet of Latter-day Saint Church, Joseph Smith, mm-hmm, said that we must become harmless before the brute creation. And he taught the saints not to kill any animal. And finally a scripture that says, and woe be unto that man that wasteth flesh or sheddeth blood and hath no need. Woe be unto us if we harm an animal and don't need to. Mm-hmm. A prophet said, a true Latter-day Saint wouldn't even want to hurt a worm. And so what I'm saying is that in light of these scriptures that teach compassion to animals, mm-hmm, contrasted with the treatment of animals on today's factory farms, which is so brutal and cruel, mm-hmm, not just their death, but entire lives of misery, we must conclude that it's contrary to the gospel to support this industry. Mm-hmm. And so therefore I feel like I'm trying to do so with compassion and non-judgmentalism myself, to share a message that shows that Latter-day Saint doctrine says we need to change so that our lives don't cause the suffering of our fellow beings.
We now meet Mr. Thomas Rogers, a former rancher who is now an instructor, healthy lifestyle change advocate, and independent researcher of nutritional biology and its influence on brain chemistry. He also specializes in zoonotic epidemiology, the study of disease transmission from animals to humans. Mr. Rogers became vegan through a dramatic experience that awakened him to the truth in the scriptures.
Yeah, in 1990, I was diagnosed with malignant melanoma. And the prognosis was that I was going to live 9 months. But since I'd worked as a young man up at the university, up at LDS Hospital, up at primary, I'd had the experience in dealing with human disease. When I was faced with the possibility of dying, I knew that I had to make a change. And so I realized that the only defense I had against cancer that was reliable was my own immune system. My experience in the labs long ago should have been enough to turn me into a vegan or vegetarian, 40, 50 years ago. But we tend to accept what everybody else is doing as the norm, and we do it. and we don't want to be different. But when you lay on that steel table, as I did, you know, 17, 18 years ago, and you have all this knowledge in your head, and you say, why am I here when I had already worked in cancer research, and why am I here when I'd already worked in, you know, in pathology where you're dealing with the virus and bacteria? And I knew the relationship between the load of the viruses and bacteria on my immune system and my immune system's ability to stop cancer, to fight cancer. So I said, on that steel table, when my life was on the line, I said, no more. Instead of dying of cancer in September of 1990 like I was supposed to, for some reason the Lord allowed me to live, and then in June of 91, I laid on a steel table, not because of cancer killing me, but because I was going down with a bacterial infection called MDR streptococcus A, which means multi-drug resistant streptococcus A, that's strep bacteria. What's the primary source of strep? Does anybody know? I do. I always did. Because in my family's history, we have ranchers and dairymen. And, of course, I, for a period, ran a dairy. And I knew where streptococcus A came from. It's from that bag that hangs underneath the cow. But more importantly, from the part of the cow that drops the waste, and it drips down, slides, and it makes contact with that bag. And when the cow lays down, that manure is pressed back up into her udder, and so her milk is loaded with streptococcus A. So what's the source, the primary source of strep A? From milk. And why does it become multi-drug resistant? Because we keep feeding the drugs to our cattle, and the bacteria have to learn to survive, or they learn how to survive, and so they change their character and become multi-drug resistant. So in June of 1991, June 30th of 1991, I laid on a steel table, my heart had stopped, my breathing had stopped, my consciousness basically was stopped, but there was enough there to realize I was there because I had ignored my knowledge, and that was that strep come out of a cow, the cow primarily medicated to the max, and at the same time my cancer was proceeding because my immune system was more worried about a bacteria that would kill me quickly than a cancer that takes time. So right there in that steel table in June 30th of 1991, I made a covenant with God and with all of creation, I will no longer be party to this crime, which brings a consequence not only against the creatures, but against me.
Like Dr. Foster, Mr. Rogers made it his mission to spread the message about the compassionate plant-based diet.
And in the laws of physics, for every action, there's equal and opposite reaction. So whenever we cross that line where we violate a simple biological law, we're going to pay the price. And I knew as I laid on that steel table with my 40, 50 years of experience that I'd broken the law. And I couldn't blame God. I couldn't blame even the creatures that I'd consumed. I had to blame me, because I'd been making choices that flew in the face of intelligence, and my knowledge. So I made that covenant on June 30th of 1991. Well, instead of dying with my cancer, I'm still alive. Because the cure for cancer is your own immune system. And the way to empower your immune system is not to load animal tissues on it. Not to put the burden of virus and bacteria. Here's another little secret. Every virus or bacteria that harms the human race is an animal virus or bacteria. Now, indeed, there's virus and bacteria that survive in the plant kingdom. But none of those viruses will ever hurt you. The ones that will hurt you are those viruses and bacteria that had their beginnings somewhere in the animal kingdom. Another human, cat, dog, chicken, cow, pig, fish, birds. And I knew that. My experience in the laboratory taught me that every virus and every bacteria that harmed human beings were animal sourced. And here's the other side of the picture. When you're in the laboratory and you get a culture, if I were to swab Sister Packer's mouth or some wound on her body, I wouldn't take it back in the lab and put it in tomato juice because it wouldn't culture. It wouldn't grow. What do I have to put it into? Animal material. Egg, embryo, you know, or gelatin. Gelatin made, mixed with blood or tissues from an animal. So I knew for basically my entire life, after I got out of high school and started to mess around in university, I knew that the diseases that plagued men were animal diseases.
Thanks to Mr. Rogers' powerful insights, even his family members were positively influenced.
By the way, when I changed, my father followed me, and he got another 12 years of life because he changed. My brother followed, and he's still alive and kicking. And I have this pin on my chest that says, I've survived cancer. The cure is already here.
It's here in you.
The cure is change your life.
Change your life. Become vegetarian or vegan, you know.
Empower your immune system. Yeah. Let your immune system save your life. If I'm an example, I think that's a pretty good message of hope for anybody. Because I was technically terminal with my cancer. You know, they gave me 9 months. Well, I made it through that. So what's the message? If you hurt the animal kingdom, you hurt yourself.
In the Latter-day Saint Gospel, we have talk about something called the light of Christ, which is that little secret something in you that knows if what you're doing is right or wrong. We believe everybody has the light of Christ. You can't watch slaughterhouse footage or factory farm footage without that light of Christ just screaming, this isn't right. The cause of compassion is a spiritual practice. Whatever faith background you may or may not be from, it's a spiritual thing to exercise love and to change your life.
We are grateful to Mormons for Animals and other vegan members of the Church of Latter-day Saints for sharing their vital message of kindness and health. May the truth existing in scriptures and the light of our conscience shine proudly to herald a coming peaceful vegan world.
My name is Dr. Christopher Foster, philosophy instructor at Utah Valley University. Be veg. Go green to save the planet.
For more information about Mormons for Animals, please visit www.mormonsforanimals.org. Respectful viewers, we have enjoyed your presence today on Our Noble Lineage, which airs every Sunday on Supreme Master Television. Coming up now is Between Master and Disciples. May you be imbued with God's boundless love.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NL